the rest of the story. The master maker of violins squinted out the window of his cluttered workshop into the gray-white light of morning, then looked back at the proud instrument lying on a piece of cloth on his bench. It was finished. Another masterpiece. Or was it? Only the sound of bow on string would tell for sure. So, the silver-haired craftsman took the violin in his left hand, tucked it under his chin, and with a bow in his trembling right hand, he began the Virgin Serenade. Softly at first, like the distinct call of a songbird, and then rising, swelling into the plaintive cries of a thousand gypsy ghosts. Yes, the instrument was finished. It was ready to sing from concert hall stages for centuries to come. The creator gently placed his creation back on the piece of cloth and heaved a sigh. The varnish glistened. That was the heart of the craft, of course, the varnish, the proper balance of its chemicals and the skill of their application. Too much or too little of anything, and the magic was snuffed out. For generations, musicians and instrument makers would wonder how it was done. And the mere thought of their quandary made the craftsman magician smile. The proper wood, that was essential too. Only certain maple and spruce from Eastern Europe would do. The stock alone cost a fortune. But what price ought one attach to the art of conjuring an inevitable voice? 250 hours of loving labor. That is the gestation period of a great violin. Even longer for a viola or a cello. And yes, this particular master maker of stringed instruments made all three and does even yet. For the rest of the story is, that he lives, not on the pages of some dusty musicological tome in the company of Guarneri and Stradivari, but as a sublime anachronism, side by side with cyberspace, in the burgeoning 21st century. The master's name is Calvin Meinecke. His tools, singular in purpose, he inherited from another master violin maker decades ago. As he creates no more than a half dozen instruments each year, prospective buyers, symphony members, and soloists alike must wait in a long line for theirs, but their patience is rewarded by a sound once thought unattainable in modern manufacture. A perfectionist, Meinecke will buy an instrument back for tens of thousands of dollars if he feels he can improve it. And by that same token, he refuses to sell one that fails to meet his exacting standards. Did I mention the master craftsman, Calvin Meinecke, whose legacy will sing for hundreds of years the incomparable melodies of Mozart and Brahms and Tchaikovsky, that he, among the finest stringed instrument makers anytime, anywhere, is known and revered as such, mostly to musicians alone? For Calvin Meinecke lives another life beyond the walls of his suburban Chicago workshop. As a medical doctor, an internist who practices in the village of Oak Park. And his patients marvel at his dedication as such. His deliberations and his diagnoses and his office hours that sometimes stretch into the dark. A full-time job, they assume. Never imagining the rest of the story.